12,000 years ago, the climate became warmer, and the Holocene, the geological era that extends to the present day, began. It was a period of stark changes. The glaciers receded, the steppes and their megafauna of great herds, such as the mammoths, disappeared. The landscape gradually became similar to the one that surrounds us today. In the lower areas, conifers were replaced by broadleaf woods. At higher altitudes, the spruce and the mountain pine replaced the Scots pine, while on the scree, consisting of weathered rock fragments and on rocky outcrops, alders, rhododendrons and bilberries popped up. By the 6th millennium BC, the climate was already similar to that of today, warm and with plenty of rain. During this space of time, humans too had to adapt to the challenges of a very fast-changing landscape. The last European hunter-gatherers thus began to explore the high Lecco valleys and to hunt small herds of deer, wild boar and roe deer that lived in the woods, the chamois of the high clearings and the rock goats in the woody pastures of the mountains. Man intensified catching birds and fish, which was less dangerous and tiring than hunting large mammals, and switched from using javelins to bow and arrows, light weapons suitable for hunting prey in the woods. The presence of ungulates is still a valuable natural heritage today. In common, they have limbs with four digits, which, in place of nails, have one or more hooves. And except for wild boars, they are herbivores. The stags and the male of the roe deer, for instance the roe bucks, also have branched antlers, made of bony tissue, which are lost and reconstituted every year with a hormonal control mechanism. Male and female alpine chamois, on the other hand, have horns, sheaths of keratin horny material, like human nails, that keep growing throughout the animal's entire life. Over the last decades, the population of these mammals has increased, and not only thanks to the institution of protected areas, humans have effectively changed the way they relate to the mountains. They have abandoned territories that were once cultivated and have thus favoured the expansion of woods, precisely the environment favoured by ungulates.